Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 9th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're doing well. Let's read our memory verse one more time for this week. It's from Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. I thought it was so cute last Sunday when Miss Sharon had two fish and five loaves in her little lunchbox, and during the children's sermon, the kids had to say whether they thought they would share their lunch when Jesus fed the 5,000. Most of them were very kind. They decided they wanted to share. It was really cute. Okay, let's move over to the Gospel of Luke. We're reading about the crucifixion today. And as we read, I want you to contemplate the question, why did Jesus have to die? As they led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large crowd of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." Before we move on, let's talk a little bit about Jesus going to the cross and what that means for us. In other words, why he had to die. I think that the criminal on, I don't know if it was his left or his right, gets close to the answer. When one criminal hurls insults at Jesus, the other rebukes him, saying, "Don't you fear God?" So he knows that something is going on here related to God's kingdom. And then he says, "This man has done nothing wrong." So it's a mission of the fact that Jesus is the sinless Son of God. Verse 42, then he asks, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He recognizes this is not the end for this gentleman. Something is going to happen and his kingdom is going to come. Jesus died because of our sin, because of the death that we deserve. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And from the prophetic book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. And so when we recognize that we were the ones who should have been on the cross instead of Jesus, hopefully it moves our hearts to gratitude that Jesus took our place. And he died the death that we could not die. He was sinless. And I can't wait to read the resurrection story where he is raised triumphantly and goes to be seated at the right hand of God the Father. I think our response today needs to be one of praise. And so at the end of the podcast, another song from Micaiah Kelly. I'm trying to get her to do a lot of songs before she and Carrig leave for Southern Methodist University. But you know that chorus, I love you, Lord. At the end, let us just lift it up to him and praise for all that Jesus has done for us. As we turn over to the Psalms, I'm reminded of the women's retreat where some of these verses were the theme of our weekend. I'm going to be reading Psalm 28, verses 6 through 9. These verses can be an encouragement to you to remind you that Jesus hears your prayers and he responds, that he gives you strength, and that he is our helper. And when he comes to our rescue, we give him thanks for what he has done for us. And we also pray for the whole church and body of believers that the Lord will carry them and be their shepherd. Starting in verse 6. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. Will you pray with me? Father, we praise you because we are convinced that you hear our prayers. You are the Holy One of Israel, and yet you are our Father. You are our confidant. You are the one in whom we find refuge and strength. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your blessings and your watch care. We love you, Lord, and we lift our voices and our hearts to you with so much gratitude because you have done for us what we could not do for ourselves, and we praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
I love joy, my King.